This is the Insecurity Brief podcast. It features tech news and analysis throughout the world. This podcast is made possible through advertising and listeners like you. If you can't donate, please share this program. We depend on you.
Good Thursday morning, I'm Tripp, and this is the Insecurity Brief podcast. We really appreciate you, and whatever you can do for us, share it, whatever you can do, it would be wonderful. Lantana attack, new method of listening to your communications, the Chinese phone debacle, and we've heard these things about the Chinese spies, and a Facebook whistleblower is talking about the motives of big data and social media, and we discuss that here.
The Hacker News Network released a story on October 4th by Ravi Lakshman called Creating Wireless Signals and Ethernet Cable to Steal Data from Air-Gapped Systems. They're calling it a Lantana attack on air gaps. What it is, the way the attack works is when data is being transmitted alongside the cable, the electronic pulses that are flowing through the cable can be sniffed as if they're transmitting an antenna and then be captured by an attacker, put back together, and then the data can be viewed by an attacker in the next room. They're calling this a Lantana attack. This is actually an old attack, and it's called Tempest Snooping. And it's called sniffing the electronic pulses that runs on the wires. And yes, you can use this type of attack to attack air gas systems. I can't believe it's becoming more popular. This used to only be an intelligence agency method. And they were able to do it not in the next room, but, you know, outside in the car or two blocks away. So this is very scary that this is happening and becoming more public. And I'm hoping that people don't start doing this. This is very scary.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about having directional antennas, if you want to, I mean, on the old systems, the old telephone systems, where people talked on the wire, just for an example of how this works, because when you're putting the data back together again, like she was describing, you need all the packets in a chain. Well, this is just plain energy, so you can actually grab it with a directional antenna. One of the things that you could do a long time ago when we were talking in analog, and we were talking on phone lines. You remember the old telephones that your grandmother had?
Yeah, POTS, plain old telephone systems.
Yeah, plain old telephone systems. Well, if you listened with a high-powered amplifier at the wire leaving the house or out on the street, you could actually pick up the resonance off the wire. So you could literally hear what was going on the wire in analog. Now, in digital, we just need another device to reassemble the packets so that we can play them back and see the communication. Give you an example of simple communication that you can grab every email that flows through a wire. If you're looking at your email and you tell it to download, not only do you get all the data in the download, but you also get the attachments. This is, again, another reason it's super critical to encrypt all your communication, because now you got to break the crypt key on top of just the air gap. So crypt should be done between operating systems, the things in your house. Everything you do should have some form of cryptology on it so that nowhere are you exposed. And this is disheartening, let's put it that way.
Oh yeah, this is a scary one if people start doing this.
really disheartening. A Facebook whistleblower is going around talking about the internal documentation of Facebook and its war, if you will, or the malevolent activity on social media. The idea that the company itself would take clicks over doing actually the right thing or the good thing to sacrifice. There's a thing about social media that she brings present, and that is that she talks about the idea or the principle that engagement, physical engagement that people have, are more interested in strife than it is good stuff. If you go to a church and or go to a bar even, there is a commonality of communication between people, and typically that communication becomes of gossip. The reason that we do that is it is more engaging between individuals to talk about strife than it is to have a deep conversation about two people in going forward or having something that you can't have because you're happy for that other person. We're swung away from that. In social media, they use that. They leverage it. Facebook's algorithm will show you, and I can tell you off of my social feed on Facebook, this is absolutely true, because there's a couple things about me and the social media. I talk about disinformation all the time. I purposely mislead the networks. So when I go on Facebook, my Facebook is filled with war and strife. I'm anti-violent. I don't talk about violence because I don't like it. But Facebook knows that violence engages, strife engages, and meaning that you have some kind of ideology. So hate engages. That's what it uses in order to get other people on the system to talk to one another. And that was pretty much the point that she had, is that the senior people at the organization mislead their stockholders, misform governments on what it's doing to make it so that people don't engage in harmful activity. One of the things that was brought up was the January 6th thing, which was brought up by CBS, Viacom in the 60 Minutes thing that I saw with this whistleblower last Sunday, was that the January 6th thing, they were trying to make it or frame it so that they were showing memes that were making it sound as though the right are all Klan members, and that was the motivation. That's what big media tries to push on us. And this thing about social media is that social media purposely feeds us crap, negative stories about humanity in order to get us to engage. I see it on Twitter all the time. It's in my feed. It's in everybody's feed that uses any kind of social media. It's in your television programming. And if you use YouTube, you will see this in YouTube. You'll see the violence and hate and everything else. And the only reason that I'm acute to it is that personally, I don't like it. So I notice it. What do you think, honey?
Well, I think really a problem with big tech in general as a whole is that, you know, companies and businesses used to be politics neutral. They used to just mind their business because their customer base each had different political viewpoints. And now they're not. Now they are getting political, and their companies are picking sides of politics and then acting on those political views against a whole spew of people. You know, it's funny because Facebook also does censorship. And actually, our Insecurity Brief podcast, I posted a link of one of our episodes, the one that had the COVID malware, and we were trying to inform the public that there was malware that was coming in as COVID messages, and just a link to our episode, and it got removed by Facebook and marked as spam, and it was censored. And I'm like, what? This was awareness about malware, about COVID-19.
Right. Beware.
And they censored us.
Yeah, they censored. So, and it's, you know, YouTube is going to censor us. So everything goes over to library. So there's that. And that's set up automatically. And I'm trying to get the videos so that I'm keeping them all so that I can put them on some other server if I ever need to. Because there's that. There's all of these things going on around us. And I think you're right. Part of it has to do with politics, but part of it also has to do with making money and having these systems so that they force, they not only force ideas upon us, but also trying to get us to stay on their system. I mean, they don't, and I have no sympathy for anyone that purports or pushes exploiting people as a means for making money. Honestly, I have no use for that, and nor should anybody else of right mind anyway. Anyway, you have something else, Sonny?
Well, it just kind of reminds me of this documentary movie called The Corporation that came out maybe 10 years ago. And it described that corporations today take on a specific human type of characteristic, and that is the human characteristic of being a psychopath. So corporations are kind of like psychopaths. And you know, if they can make money and make a profit, even if it is endangering or hurting the public, if they can get away with it, then they do. So that's just what this kind of reminds me of, where they will exploit people and have people allowing some type of hate or combative posts just to get people excited and hurtful, or to allow them to be detected by government or something. It's just shocking and upsetting, and I really hope that Congress will fix this and help these companies to get back in line with American principles.
Well, we'll see, because these guys are now picking our politicians, so there's that too. Anyway, I'm Tripp.
I'm Honey.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.